The state ombudsman's office has released reports for two investigations into the Office of Children's Services, both involving the same caseworker. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more.
In the first investigation, a father who lived out of state was trying to gain custody of his daughter. According to the ombudsman, the father called the caseworker more than 130 times to try to start a complicated interstate placement agreement. During that time, the 8-year-old girl was sexually abused by her foster father. The caseworker was alerted to the possible abuse by multiple people, including the girl's teacher and her counselor. But it was several months before she investigated. The foster father is awaiting trial for 9 counts of sexual abuse of a minor. In the second case, a baby was taken from her mother at birth about 3 years ago. The mother told the caseworker to contact the child's great-grandfather in Arizona so he could take custody of the girl. OCSE is legally required to try to place foster children with relatives first. Instead, the girl was placed with a foster family in Alaska. The caseworker was asked 27 times to contact the great-grandfather, but didn't for more than 2 years. She told the court twice that she had started the out-of-state placement process, even though she hadn't. Outgoing Ombudsman Linda Lord-Jenkins says the cases show that in the foster care system, failing to complete administrative tasks can have long-term impacts.
In both of these cases, relatives were very interested and took very proactive steps to try and get OCS to initiate the studies that could lead to the children being placed with them. And the caseworker didn't initiate them and didn't initiate them for long periods of time, despite the obligation and reminders to do so. And that's very distressing.
Since 2015, there have been 8 complaints against this worker. Lord Jenkins recommended that OCS review all of her cases to see if there are other problems. But OCS Director Christy Lawton says that wouldn't necessarily help because many of these problems stem from excessively high caseloads.
Which isn't to say that it's okay for there to be delays or, you know, untimely communications, but that is a reality when caseworkers are carrying twice or three times, the recommended average, which has been the case particularly in our MAP 2 office for the last year.
Additionally, Lawton says the worker is now being overseen by a different supervisor. Lawton says with the high caseloads, more than 3,000 kids are currently in foster care. These types of problems are not unique to this caseworker. She says her employees are doing the best they can.
I think if we reviewed any number of cases, we would find similar problems where everything wasn't done to the T that it should in terms of every single policy, every single phone call returned, every single thing happening timely. It's simply impossible to do that virtually for every single caseworker we have who has more than the recommended national average of cases. It's an impossible job.
Lawton says OCS recently underwent a federal review, and the agency will be implementing the recommendations over the next few years to try to improve. Ombudsman Lord Jenkins says she hopes OCS will start examining how they handle different administrative processes to potentially prevent these problems in the future.
I would like the public to not lambast these folks who are doing the best they can with what they've got, but to also recognize that these things should not happen.
The state's ombudsman's office can only make recommendations. It cannot force any agency to do anything. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.